creek and take a little shot of that.
Then we're gonna go down on the creek, looking back up to the house there. That's where we were shooting, over there by the trees, on the other side of the horse trailer, and the pickup there. We're gonna walk down here. The creek runs hard all year long. The dogs might be barking and raising Cain over here when they see me walk down. Wayne, you've been wanting to see the creek. Here it is. This isn't the runoff yet either. These are willows here and birch trees. These are my fruit trees here. That was a little cherry tree there, but I don't know if it's going to live or not. That apple tree looks good. It looks like it's having any trouble. Took the bridges out last year through here because the water was over the top of them. I like to come down here and sometimes have a little bit of lunch or something. There's our little sign, the Lilies of the Valley that Sharon gave to us. Marilyn's little statuary here. And more fruit trees, by the way. There was a plum tree right over there. And this is a peach tree here. Another plum tree, I hope, will make it. A Macintosh apple tree there. We should have some rainbows and browns and cutthroats and different kind of trout in here. There's Marilyn's little statuary along here. The girl reading her Bible. And the ugly frog, and little gremlins. You couldn't walk down here for a long time. I cleaned all this out. Takes a lot of work to keep this creek cleaned up. You can drive a car right down through here. Had a lot of tumbleweeds this last year. That's the white sage there. Indian tea over there. Need to clean this creek out. With all the wind blows, that white sage is 12 and 15 feet tall here at one time. These are pretty old sagebrush here. There was another bridge right here one time. That water is pretty deep there. Pretty cold too. That's another apple tree there. No, it's not either. That is a nectarine tree. Right there, nectarine. Wild roses are beginning to leaf out. And I don't know whether this one's going to live or not. We had so much water last year, it drowned it, I think. Anyway, that is a cherry tree there. And this was a nectarine tree. We have a little meadow down through here. I have to mow the grass pretty often down through here with a lawnmower. Wild horses were down here. There's a plum tree there. I hope it's still going to be alive this year. And there's another apple tree that looks like it's doing all right. The apple trees seem to be able to take a lot more water. Doesn't bother them. There's water all the way up in here. The creek here was from that post over here to the back behind where I am. And all the way down through here, all the way across. Got to do some cleanup down here. There's the back of the house. And the containers over there. Here comes a little dove, seeing what I'm doing. You can see the six towers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six towers there. It's greening up. Looks like this birch tree shed some limbs from some of these heavy winds. I'll have to pick them up, haul them off. The willows are beginning to bloom. You can see this creek is really, really deep right here. And the ground is pretty saturated. Places at 40, 50, 60 feet wide where it spreads out. I dug all this out. There were trees right here where I am sanding. I dug it out summarily to drive the little lawnmower down here. And I could also take her in the car and show her the creek when we take off. Lots of pine trees and willows and watercress, birch trees. We'll walk back down here now. See the horse tracks and the horse droppings all along here. That water's cold. They have these ice plunges, and that's just about like one. If you plunge in that water, it'd be like jumping in ice cubes. Well, Wayne, I hope you like this little video, and the rest of you out there too. Wayne's been wanting me to do this. A lot of trout in here. Whatever that blue heron hasn't eaten. I'll do a lot of cleanup here. Especially right in here so it won't overflow. I'll drag this out here. Now, a lot more to drag out. I'm here. I'll try to do a little bit of this. We have mountains of limbs and stuff here that I had pulled out there. Well, I got a little bit of this stuff out of the water. Got some more to do. Not trying to fall in, I hope. And the birch trees, the older limbs sometimes die off. There's some pretty big birch trees here. They used to make birch bark canoes a long time ago. Gonna walk back up the creek. Sure don't have the wind I used to have. think this is a Granny Smith apple tree. That was a three kinds of a plum, but I don't know what it's going to make it. It may not make it this year. More horse dropping. Yeah, that's a cherry tree right there. This was a nectarine. This was a Fantasia nectarine. This one's waking up real good.
Hopefully it'll be alive. It's about 7 or 8 years old since I planted it, about 8 years ago.
I better not drill a hole with the auger and then put them in there and the water's coming in so I don't have to water them. They're self-watering basically. I'll go back up here. I saw a very large brown trout here, female, spawning 2 or 3 years ago. I hope that tree comes out this year. It looks like it is. That's a Macintosh. Santa Rosa plum. A peach tree. Little night lights here, solar lights that go along here. I bought that table at Aaron's Home Center in Bakersfield and it's no longer there. I brought it here, down to my other place. I bought it to Valley Acres. I had it in even on Citrus Avenue in Bakersfield, California at first, and then to Fish Lake Valley, then to Valley Acres and Old River, and now it's back to Fish Lake Valley. I think that's a three kind of an apple tree there. I hope it has apples on it. It had a lot of apples on it last year. And that was one of my oldest cherry trees. A sour pie cherry, Montmorency. Now here we go up through here. It's all kinds of big rocks in here. I had to move all the rocks up so I could drive the lawnmower down here to mow the place and the Maryland could come down. There we have all of our trees. Maryland bought at Walmart and different places and wanted me to plant them up here. And there they are, all the way down here. That one there is doing really great. I don't have to water it. The rest of them need a drip line on it. Looking back up to the house again. Got a wood-burning cook stove, Kalamazoo, Liberty model in the little cabin there. We got a Kalamazoo Puritan bottle over there and a Kalamazoo President out there, and then we got another one out there in the storage container. A little Puritan bottle. It looks like it's brand new. Thank you for watching and following along. Hope you enjoyed the trip. Bye-bye now. Like and subscribe, please.